The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about the Rugby World Cup continuing. Ireland in action against Spain on Sunday after their comprehensive win against Japan last weekend. Aoife McDermott is with me in studio, a former Irish international, of course. Aoife, what impressed you about the performance against Japan?
I think Ireland had a fantastic overall performance, like from the backs to the forwards. They just came out firing. In games in the build-up to that one, they had had slow starts, so they had spoken during the week in the build-up to the Japan game about starting fast, and they really did that. And I just thought they showed lovely variety in their play between mauls and expansive play by the backs and stuff. So it was very encouraging.
So what then, what would be the difference in terms of the Spanish proposition this weekend? How different are they from Japan?
I think the Spanish again will be a bit more physical. They contested well in the first like 20 minutes against New Zealand last weekend. So I think they'll come out with nothing to lose this weekend. So Ireland will have to be switched on to that. And just, yeah, prepare to match them physically, and hopefully skill-wise we'll come out on top.
Fiona Hayes is with us as well, like yourself, former Irish international. Fiona, what would you be looking out for in terms of kind of the early exchanges in this game, which would give you an indication things are going to go the right way?
Yeah, I think Aoife is spot on. It's going to be a look at the breakdown in particular. I thought Spain went after the New Zealand breakdown. They slowed them down at the start. But it's funny, they've actually changed the majority of their squad from that first team against New Zealand. So I don't know if they're fully focused on this, if they're holding out for their final tie against Japan. But Ireland have made a couple of changes as well, but certainly the physicality of Spain. But this Irish team, we've seen it in the last couple of warm-up games as well, Kieran, that when they make those changes, they now have the ability to start with the same kind of rigour. And I just feel like this team and this whole squad will be well able for the Spanish team.
And listen, and the squad themselves and management hate when people get ahead of themselves, but I'm going to do it anyway. Assuming that we beat Spain, I guess that means that you can go into that New Zealand game relatively relaxed. I mean, you're through to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, that's spot on. It'll take a lot of pressure on. Now they've come out and we know they will be focused on that New Zealand game, trying to get a win, trying to finish top of the group. Obviously, they would like to avoid France. I think France will probably finish top of that other group. And then you're looking at a semi or a quarter final against either South Africa or Italy. I think we'll know that from the weekend because they're playing each other this weekend. But certainly, the pressure will be off, the shackles will be off. They've already beaten New Zealand and are already into a quarterfinal if they can get the win on Sunday. So I think it's good for them to get over the line this weekend, and we'll see them raring to go against New Zealand.
And Aoife, when you're playing a team then like Spain, who, as you say, are, you know, are a tougher proposition than the Japanese and are a good defensive team, I guess, what's the danger? What would you be worried about as a player? Is it that kind of, that you don't break down that defence and then maybe it gets a bit panicky, you know, maybe kind of 15 minutes left if things haven't gone your way? Or
yeah, well, we'd be hopeful that we're not, not that close to 15 minutes to go. I think with the squad that Scott Beaman has announced this weekend, you know, there's a lot of changes and stuff. So I think those girls are going to be out to prove a point and try and hold on to their jerseys this weekend. So you'd be hopeful that you know, they'll be well prepped. They'll have their homework done on Spain and target the areas around the breakdown. And I think our speed out wide will be another good factor to us. So we'll be hopeful that they'll execute those well.
Well, our head-to-head record was great against Japan. We've lost relatively recently, have we, to Spain?
Yes, we lost them in the World Cup qualifiers a few years back. But I think we beat them most recently in the WXV match. So yeah, they're not a team to be underestimated. They can certainly pack a punch. They've come out the better of us in recent years. So I think with all that in mind, the girls won't be taking that for granted.
Fiona, when you looked across the kind of the other games at the weekend, I mean, who impressed you? Who didn't? I was talking kind of during the ad break to Aoife, and she was suggesting probably the US and Australia is the pick of the litter in terms of games this weekend. Both of those teams playing for second place because England are in their group. But beyond Ireland, who has impressed you in the opening round?
Look, it's the usuals. I've been so impressed with Canada and obviously England. We know how good they are. But South Africa were immense in that first game. To think about where they came, the programme not being invested in. Lynn Cantwell went in, they got their structures. Razzie came on board. The coaches were there and you can visibly see the difference in how they're playing. They have a number 8 that I would absolutely hate to be tackling at any stage throughout the match. She scored a couple of tries as well. It's not in the past previous World Cups, I wouldn't have been talking about them in the same bracket as Italy, thinking who's going to win. So they're playing each other this weekend, and I think that's going to be a cracking game as well.
Yeah, Italy, South Africa this weekend. England are playing Samoa is the other game in that group as well. That's on tomorrow. The Italy South Africa game is on 3:30 on Sunday. Eva, when you're in a tournament, I mean, to what extent are you playing just the team that's in front of you? Are you focused on that? How much of your attention is on what's coming next? Or kind of preparing yourselves in such a way that, you know, you're conscious of possibly kind of several more games coming?
I think the girls will be all focused on Spain this weekend. They can't look past that. They have a job to do this weekend. If they don't win this weekend, they're really, really up against it against New Zealand. So all their focus will be on this weekend. And then the moment that game ends, their focus will quickly turn to recovery, getting themselves well, getting themselves right, and then prepping for New Zealand.
And I get on that front, Fiona, I know you and I were talking last week about, you know, the few injuries that they had kind of going into the tournament, particularly around the back row and everything. I mean, that's still the danger, is it? That, you know, I mean, that you pick up a couple of injuries in these games and suddenly, you know, what had been looking promising looks a little hairier.
Yeah, look, and I'll be honest with you, I think the 10, Dan O'Brien, I mean, she needs to be protected, I suppose, at all costs. This is a game, I thought they might have given her that little bit of rest this weekend, and she would have been raring to go from New Zealand. We know Enya Breen is on the bench, she can cover 10-12, but he hasn't really used Nicole Fowley, who's an out-and-out 10, so that says to me that he's putting all, I suppose, his eggs in Dana's basket. So if something happened to her, there are people to step up, but her kicking game last week was so immense, so she's someone you'd really worry about. But outside of that, there's so much competition for places. We see the change-up in the back row this weekend. We know all three nines, he's come out and said all three nines deserve a shot. He feels like they're all kind of at the races and able to do that. But certainly 10 is a position that we need to protect, and you would be worried if something happened in that area.
So, scores in the doors time, Aoife. How's it going to go?
Ireland for the win, 37.
37. Comprehensive, second comprehensive victory for the Irish. Fiona, what do you say?
Yeah, I think that with the changes, they mightn't start as good as last week, but I think they'll definitely get the win and maybe by about 27, 28 points.
All right, even more comprehensive, my God. Anyway, listen, thank you very much, Fiona Hayes and Aoife McDermott, two former Irish internationals. That game against Spain is on Sunday at noon. So we mentioned the kind of comprehensive win for Ireland against Japan last week. It was a comprehensive win for New Zealand against Spain. So we hope for an equally comprehensive win for ourselves again, much as Aoife and Fiona have predicted.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.